boy, boy, that Kenyan boy make me heart skip a bit like boy. The way he ma move on the dance floor, boy. He a original Kenyan boy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Year Everyone Else, brought to you by T.
And T. Hey, guys. Welcome back to T and
T.
Yeah, it's 2022.
Woohoo!
We're here. We didn't leave, you know. We're back. Everything is just feels like a 2021 part two, to be honest.
You mean 2020 part two, because 2022.
That's right. Mind blown. Boom, like mic drop. We should end the episode right now.
Boom, mic drop. Closed, right done. Now. Bye, everyone. See you next episode.
Today, obviously, you're going to be talking about a number of things. The title for today's episode is Back to School.
Not back to school.
Because did we ever leave, though? You know? Like, I still got classes from last year, and, well.
I mean, in their defense, we left for like a week and a few days. But in my defense, I did not leave at all, because I only left for Christmas break. That's not leaving.
That's the exact. Right? And then also with the travel restrictions, you know, not like I was going to go anywhere, but I mean, I wouldn't like to be told that you can't go somewhere.
No. Omicron really said, "Old my heart, old my hat." There you go.
Yeah, like honestly, this stuff be updating like iOS. You know, it's 2.0. I'm just hoping this is the last update we're getting before.
Have you been reading the news at all? Because that hope sounds very what do I call it?
very
hopeful. There. But honestly,
Like, my middle name is Hope, so you never
Hope.
Know. Yeah, I gotta just throw it out there if you didn't know.
No, COVID, yeah. Though, really be keeping to New Year resolution than most of us do. So that's really be following that New Year, New Me very strictly than a lot of us do. So that's really impressive, I'd say.
On the bright side, the gyms aren't as packed as they usually would be on New Year's because of COVID. Not that I've gone.
I was gonna be like, on the bright side for who?
Literally just hearing it from my friends, so it's speaking on behalf of others.
I mean, yeah, it's great to know that information's out there, right? For those who use it.
If you're going to the gym currently, give us a shot. Let us know how it is.
Yeah, let us know how it is.
We might join you in 2023.
Yeah, no, I signed up for a skate class, which I'm really excited for. It was supposed to be an adult skate class. But it was supposed to start, I think, on the 18th. But I got an email recently saying it got moved to, like the gym classes stuff or whatever. It would not start until, like, the 31st and stuff. I was like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly, like, happy they didn't, like, cancel it altogether, because that would make me very sad. Because I got my skates, too, and everything. So it's like, honey, please now. Please now. We are ready. We are coming. We are skating into 2022.
They're sliding in casually.
Period.
But, you know, like for me, I can't skate. I've been skating before, but I sweat more skating than I would if I was running because I'm just horrible at it.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking a class. Because I don't know.
You know, but my theory, I would have thought that if you're going to be skating on ice in a cold environment, you wouldn't be sweating as much because it defeats the purpose. I don't know. Like, that's just my opinion. I don't know.
I relate to that, because I feel like if it's something that, you know, you're not like very confident or I'm not like dissing you or anything or like very good at.
Okay, just say like, it. I'm horrible.
Not horrible, but like not know how to do. I feel like you probably would like, you know, like break a sweat, because you're mostly focused on like trying to like not fall and, you know, try to keep your balance and everything. And just like you're just using so much energy, right? And then it's like we've. My leg hurts, but anyways, enough about the whole COVID. I mean, it's our entire life right now, but with the classes, how are you feeling about your classes and, you know, like exams coming up and everything like that?
So currently the situation is,
I love how you started it.
we're about to get serious.
It's like serious business. Yeah. No laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have seen my hands actually just folded. If you're not,
you guys zip the laughter. Serious mode.
Yeah, it's serious. Currently, the way things are, I have three classes carrying on from last semester. well, four, because four of my classes just decided to go MIA when the strike happened. So, you know, it's been interesting because, like, it doesn't feel like, first of all, it doesn't feel like I left, but it doesn't feel like I was ever at school. So it's a it's a very interesting period that I'm in. I can't really decipher or discern, you know, where I'm at right now. But at the moment, the mode I'm kind of in is work's got to be done. So let's do it. But does it feel like school? And I feel like school, I some part of me just feels like I'm still in summer 2021. I just never got into school mode. Yeah. How are things on your end, though? Like, what's been doing the vibe?
Honestly, I relate to that last statement you said, that I am still in summer 21. It doesn't help when you're graduating pretty soon as well. And literally, like, all I can think of is, like, what part of what I'm learning is going to help me get a job?
Facts.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So, like, what are we doing here, really? But yeah, no, I've definitely been very lazy, to put it. And like, I think it didn't hit because, like, I am definitely very unlucky with exams because I only had two classes carry on, which isn't as bad, honestly, because currently one of them, which is like a lab-based class, is only two labs. There's no like lecture component, but it pretty much stopped because it was an in-person lab. So it stopped last semester. And just because my prof kind of like, well, with the Omicron and everything, like, he doesn't want us to be in the lab and things like that. So he tried to make sure, like, the part where we had to come in to the lab ended last semester. So now we're just, like, doing, like, he just gave us, like, our final, like, a take-home exam. And then we're on for writing an exam next week, and that's about it for the course. And then, but then my other class, the classes are still going on. But then it's like I have both of those exams on Thursday next week, one at 8:30 and then the other at 12:30. And I'm just like, excuse
me? That's literally back to back.
I did not sign up for this, okay?
Oh, man.
Like, honey, who do you think I am, though? Right. How smart do you think I am?
So do you feel like there was a break, or do you just feel like even during the break,
I never really got into school the entire semester, so I feel like I've been on a break ever since anyways. If you see my Instagram stories, I've been posting a lot of reels, so that really shows how much of, like, my brain is in a break right now. I'm just like, break there. We're just not considering that school still exists at all. Because what is school, right? What is school?
Like, a pretty good question right now is, like, and I'm in the same boat. Is like, how the hell do you get back into, like, yo, school? Because the reality is, it's like, okay, we're finishing off classes from last semester, right? But we're diving straight into another one. Well, not for you because you're graduating, but, you know, congrats, you know? Shout out. For a lot of people, right, they are jumping into school back to back. You finish on the 23rd and then 24th, it's all guns blazing. How would you have cope to that? What advice would you give to people?
Yeah, you know what, usually for me personally, when, like, I can't seem to focus, let's say, you know, like, there's, like, right now, as I said before, like, I have been in the break, but today it hit me, and just before this meeting, I was actually doing schoolwork because like my prof gave us a take-home exam that is worth about, like, a couple, like, 10 of my grades, so I have to work on that, right? Then I have a bunch of stuff before leading up to Thursday before my exam, so I have to work on all of them. So I guess, like, first thing is, when you're in that position, is realizing just how much of work you have to do.
Yeah.
Not for it to stress you out, but for it to, like, put things into perspective. Like, okay, I have this much work to do. I do need to, like, buckle up, right? But then, like, if you're like if it's because of stress that you're not focused, then take a break. Because doing anything more would not help at all. Trust me, nothing at all. So take a break, do what would usually make you happy. For me, I just go check out. I watch my K-dramas. I laugh my heart out. I giggle on the bed. I scream, the whole thing. Or, you know, sing songs, have karaoke with my cousins, or just go chat. Mm-hmm. My friends or whatever, my family.
Yeah.
But if it's not because of stress, like right now, you just can't get your brain from a break. I guess what I would recommend is Maybe actually study with someone, like maybe doing like, because I know like SSA, which is like the Science Student Association, they held like a study thing on Sunday, which I joined for a bit, where it's like a virtual study where, you know, like people are studying and they use the like Pomodoro method, the technique. Then you all study and then you see people, you get motivated to study too. And like, I know people are there that are studying and it feels, and I tried to turn on my camera because I know they can see me. If I'm not studying, I feel bad that the people watching me and then I'm not studying, that's distracting to them. And that's usually like, that's a good way, I honestly feel, to do that. Or get a friend to hold you accountable too. That's a good way. Or just, you know, just sit down. I feel like whenever that happens, the biggest problem or the biggest struggle is actually getting yourself to start studying. After you start, you're good. But that initial, like that initial lift, that initial step to actually start is the biggest ache out of everything. So like just try as best as you can. Hold yourself down, hold yourself tight. Once you start, I feel like you're good. The flight from there is smooth. You're all good. You got this.
Holding myself tight.
Yeah.
Just getting into
it. And then just just go. Yeah. What about you? What do you do when that happens?
Well, you come to the right place.
Well, I'm happy I did.
I feel like you know, my situation may be relatable to a lot of people as well. Is, you know, sometimes we just wait till the very last minute and just let it all come piling down.
don't get this mistaken. All of the stuff that I said happens at the last minute.
It's in fact, it should be like, you know, it's literally. I call it the save the semester period.
Right? The save the,
Yeah, like at this point, it's just like, okay, if you mess up, like this is it, bro. Like we need to do something. And usually it starts in a way. The way it starts for me is I start to dream about it. So I'll you're laughing, but it's true. I'll dream about I'll be opening my Aurora and my grade will come out.
It's like.
And it's a D or an F. And immediately I wake up and I'm like, right, it's go time. And I literally have to be like, okay, now we have to work. So at this moment in time, as I am speaking to you, I am yet to have that dream. But when I do.
So when you do,
Oh, no. But all jokes aside, what I usually do is, honestly, I try to plan in advance. You know, if I can give myself a week or at least 2 weeks to get started on some of the work that's coming up. It really does help me feel, you know, better prepared. Because, like, of course, we can wait to do things last minute, right? Mm-hmm. But nothing will ever beat being prepared for, you know, for things coming up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, 100% for me, it's a lot about preparation. And preparation starts, at least at most for me, 2 weeks in advance before I get to the final exam or the test.
Yeah.
And also setting priorities. Setting priorities is a major key, you know. Man, the thing is, like, sometimes, especially like within a group of friends, you can be friends, but you don't know what your friends are doing behind closed doors, right? We're hanging out now. They're probably a night owl, and the moment you leave, they're probably studying all night as well. So sometimes you just have to like be like, okay. I love my friends, but at this point in time, I'm going to just commit this time to just, you know, doing work because, you know.
And there's the Omicron variant out there. What you doing hanging out, right?
Exactly. Shame on you if you're hanging out.
We don't fully mean that, but, you know.
No, it's just a joke. You should be studying.
You should be studying. You should be studying. Take it from the gurus. You should be studying. Exactly. But no, I feel like. Oftentimes we all make the joke that, you know, like we all procrastinate, and as much as that is true, I feel like at least like 80% of the people who do say they procrastinate at least get some stuff done in advance, like even the tiniest bit of stuff, because there's no way you leave like every single thing to the end. Like the only reason why I said that I procrastinate is maybe like, oh, like I made like a, let's say like 2 weeks in advance, I made like a plan, like a schedule, like this is how my day's gonna go. On Monday I'm gonna read chapter one of this next and of this class, and then on Tuesday chapter one of bio and chapter two of econ and stuff like that. But then I don't end up following through. Like, let's say at the end of the week I've only read two chapters when I booked that I was read five, then I'm like, oh well, I procrastinated. But did I really procrastinate? Like, I still got like some things done, so I could like leave like the other stuff the last minute. So I'm not like starting from like scratch. Like, it's not like base level. I already have something I'm working with, right? So like, yeah, just needed to put that one out there.
Yeah, no, you have to, and like, probably my last tip on this particular issue is, you know, there's something I learned. The one thing I can remember from some of my business classes is a Japanese model of how they improve quality, or they improve, like, just doing things better, called Kaizen. And basically, this means it's doing one, like, trying to do something or improve something by 1% every day, right? Sometimes, you know, when the semester starts, and I know it's easier said than done, but it's not about doing the bulk, right? But like splitting up the work and making sure that, okay, today if I do 1%, I'll be cool. Another 1% tomorrow. And guess what? Potentially in 100 days, you would have reached 100%, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it's about doing the small things while you've got more time, and that gives you room to be okay. But at this point, if you want to do the 1%, you're probably looking at doing like 20% a day, because exams are next week. So
yeah, honestly, they're still pretty much done, because the first day of exams don't start to Thursday. That's more than a week. That's enough. So it's like, if you still want to do your 1%, you know, like, you still got it. Like, honestly, my way of studying for exams, take it slow at the very beginning, because if I'm like, you know, like into like studying so much in the beginning, at the end I'm gonna be so exhausted that I don't want to do anything anymore, and I have no strength. Slow from the beginning, and then on the last day just cram every other thing, you know, like the general revision, and putting in like 100% of my effort, and then take the exam, and then we're good.
Have you ever had like an experience where you've panicked for an exam?
Yes, I have.
What exam was it, and what happened?
I think it was, I'm thinking, oh, my biochem exam. And if you are like a STEM student, you know just how much biochem and organic are pretty much the devils of the STEM classes, because everyone hates them. No surprise why, because they are pretty much there to weed students out of science classes. They're designed that way. They're designed to do that. So a lot of people tend to, you know, like, don't do very well on it. And I'm definitely one of those people. I remember from my biochem one exam, I didn't even, like, it was one of the ones where I, like, pretty much pulled a lot of things to the very end. Like, not kidding, not even, like, 50% of it, probably, like, 80%, like, a good amount of my work at the end. And that was not a good thing at all, because I ended up pulling an overnight. And whenever I say I pull an all-nighter, I mean, like, it doesn't mean like I am, like, you know, like fully like awake the entire night. Like, I probably was just like, you know, like a little bit, like I slept a little bit. But this night, I don't think I even got, like, the most I probably got was like 30 minutes or an hour. And I was so like sleep deprived the next day and really tired, and that led to, like, you know, like being anxious and panic for the exam. Well, let's say I didn't do good in the course. That's the results of that.
So like, having learned from that experience, right? How do you approach situations where maybe you start to panic?
Yeah.
Or like, you know, you just, a repeat is coming up from that experience.
Yeah. What I pretty much just tell myself is, I like try to ground myself, right? I remember that experience. I talked to myself, stop panicking. Like, you know, like one of those like things where you either look in the mirror or like you repeat to yourself, like, I'm talking to you, stop panicking. You've done the best that you can given the situation that you're in, and this is the most you can do. And like, you panicking really does not help anything at all. If anything, it just makes things even worse. So, like, even if you can be your best self, if you can't, if you're panicked, you cannot be your best self, if that makes sense. So just don't do it. Not encouraged, not allowed. We're not. So, like, literally, from the moment I can start feeling that fear come in, I'll try to dismiss it. We're not doing this today. Not today.
For you, there's like a lot of like self-affirmation, right?
Yes, like, absolutely. Okay. And also just like sometimes I also just blast music in my ears. So I forget. Yeah, I forget. Like,
yeah. Like my go-to is, you know, Partying the USA by Miley Cyrus, because I just want to put my hands up to play my song.
See, I have a lot of like really bop, like African music and K-pop in that list, because they're very like very like high beat, fast, and they do the job, because I'm just trying to make my brain like forget right at that moment.
Adele? No Adele?
No Adele. No. We're not. It's not sad girl moment now. That not allowed. No.
Because you kind of want the class to go easy. Right. I mean, I just had to throw that one in here. Right?
Yeah, I much appreciate it. Right. Cool. Yeah. I guess one other thing is not to underestimate yourself. That's a big one. You are smarter than you think, and do not let an exam tell you different, okay? Because the moment you start underestimating yourself, you don't know your worth, and that could honestly lead you just like panic to not do as well on the exam as you think, or as you could have if you were not underestimating yourself. So
I agree with you 100%.
Don't do it.
You know what?
What?
You know, I think I'm just a boss like that, because I shouldn't underestimate myself. Because, you know, these things come and they go, but guess who's going to stay? You are going to stay for a while.
Boom. Exactly.
So that's really cool. Well, you know, for me, exams have always just been up and down. But, you know, it's never like set in stone. And even if things don't go your way with exams, right? Yo,
life goes on.
Life goes on. It's not the end. And the good thing about it is you take the lessons from it, and hopefully, it doesn't always work out like this, but hopefully, you apply the lessons so that next time you're not faced the same situation.
Oh, and don't forget to get help earlier. If you feel like you're, you know, you need help in a class, you need extra help, there are different ways you can get help. You can, like tutors. I think OMSU has a tutoring service. So does SSA. They have a tutoring service as well. You can reach out to like people that you know that have taken the class before, friends, people in your class even, who can help you out because they know the material. Your profs are probably the best ones you can definitely reach out to. Your TAs, reach out to them as well. The Academic Learning Center is also a good resource. They have different TAs, writing tutors, content tutors, you know, whatever you need. Just make sure you're reaching out for that help that you deserve to help you, you know, maximize. Oh, I needed to get those words together, but it didn't flow.
We got the idea.
Okay. Yeah. That.
Yeah. No, like 100%, so many resources, like T said, like, you know, the good thing is the university, there are really some very supportive resources out there. The beautiful thing about it now is you can access them virtually as well. So you know, major key right there. So
magic.
You know, you don't have to wait for, you know, to book an appointment. Sometimes if you want, obviously, like a tutor, definitely. Or for other resources, you can access those as well. And you know, we also have each other.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest resource for people, right? You've got classmates. Don't be scared. The worst thing anyone can say is no.
No, exactly.
Like, that's just two words.
See, we're boss people. We knew what the answer was.
Exactly. You know, if they say yes, there's so much more to get from it. So don't be scared.
And, you know, like, if you're also, sometimes stress could also be, you know, like, you need connection with people. If you, you know, like, are finding it hard to find friends or connect with people. You know, reach out to people, join clubs, reach out to me. I would love to be your friend. Reach out to Tackle.
Right? Yeah, like they say in Toy Story, like Woody says, you've got a friend in
me.
Right?
Oh, and also the Full House intro, because Bob Saget, the guy who plays Danny Tanner, just died, so I just need to ring it. Everywhere you go, everywhere there's a hand to hold on to. there's always a hand to hold on to. That's what it says.
That's what
I messed up the lyric, but yeah, that's what we're saying.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much the gist of what we had to talk about today, as well as you saying we're back, and thanks for all the support. You guys are like an awesome bunch. Yeah, guys, please keep an eye out on our social media platforms. Amazing TikToks are being posted, by the way. And just quality content.
Quality, top notch.
You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, it's really great. We really hope everyone, folks, keep listening in. We love it. We love making episodes.
Okay.
That's the end of the episode. Bye.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our episode today. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week. And
remember to follow us. Keep an eye out on Instagram at DearEveryoneElse_UM for more information about our next show and for more exciting stuff that we're bringing forward. And also, if you have any questions, don't forget to email us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. Once again, we're T and
T
with Dear Everyone Else. Bye.
Bye.